News, I'm Tommy McNeil. After the first case of Ebola virus was confirmed in a Congolese city of Goma, the World Health Organization warns the outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo might be considered an international health emergency. The WHO says more than 1,650 people have died in the current outbreak in eastern DRC, while about 12 new cases are reported each day. Over the weekend, unidentified attackers killed two Ebola health workers in eastern Congo. That is the latest in a string of assaults that have hobbled efforts to contain the outbreak. The workers had been getting death threats since December. Gunmen believed to be in local militias have made a string of attacks on Ebola clinics in recent months, driving out the patients and destroying the buildings. The UN Health Agency's chief said that he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
UN Health Agency's Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee. Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up about 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally got off to a low-key start in the United States Sunday. In targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by to offer sanctuary and advice. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca said that the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort paid off in his area. This is VOA News. An avowed white supremacist was sentenced to 419 years on state charges for deliberately driving his car into anti-racism protesters during a white nationalist rally in Virginia 2 years ago. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
James Alex Fields has already been sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crimes charges. One of the protesters in the crowd that day in Charlottesville 2 years ago was killed. Heather Heyer. Susan Breaux is her mother.
The situation started years ago, didn't end today, but I feel like he's at least in the hands of justice.
Constance Young was injured in Charlottesville. She wishes there was more force behind the prosecution.
White supremacists like James Fields are much more of a threat to me and people like me than ISIS or any foreign terrorists. Yet Mr. Fields was not prosecuted as a terrorist because our nation continues to minimize the brutality of white supremacy.
President Trump sparked controversy at the time when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. I'm Ed Donahue.
Four Democratic Party members of the U.S. Congress have appeared together before reporters in a collective and blistering show of force to rebut President Donald Trump's social media and verbal volleys against them. Mr. Trump sought a firestorm of controversy Sunday by tweeting that the lawmakers should go back and help fix the totally broken, crime-infested places from which they came, even though three of the four were born in the United States. The congresswomen had plenty to say in return. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley says President Trump's xenophobia and bigotry is
a disruptive distraction from the issues of care, concern, and consequence.
Minnesota's Ilhan Omar, the only one not born in the U.S., says the president should be impeached.
Report on the bile of garbage that comes out of his mouth, or we can hold him accountable to his crimes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says going back to her country means
the great borough of the Bronx.
Most congressional Republicans have been silent about the controversy, but South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who is black, says the personal and racial attacks are unacceptable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Asked on Monday whether his comments were racist, Mr. Trump told White House reporters not at all. India's space agency says that a technical snag forced it to call off the launch of an unmanned probe to the moon's south pole. The mission was aborted less than an hour after or before liftoff on Monday. There is no new launch date set yet. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.